From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Protests continue across the Middle East and North Africa, with demonstrators demanding reforms and regime change across the region. NPR's Jason Beaubien in Cairo says crackdowns against the protests are also continuing.
Protests and clashes are being reported from the Atlantic coast of Morocco, across parts of Libya, and all the way down to Yemen on the Indian Ocean. Access to Libya for foreign journalists is severely restricted, but video images show hundreds of people demonstrating in Benghazi and calling for longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down. The Associated Press says security forces fired machine guns on a funeral procession for anti-government protesters. Meanwhile, in the capital of Yemen, some 3,000 demonstrators took to the streets on Sunday, calling for President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who's been in power for 3 decades, to also leave office. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Cairo.
The State Department says it is concerned about the deadly violence in Libya. Witnesses have told the Associated Press that hundreds of people have been killed or injured at anti-government protests in the North African country. State Department spokesman Philip Crowley says the U.S. has strongly objected to the violence in conversations with Libyan officials. Crowley says the U.S. has reiterated the universal right to freedom of speech and peaceful assembly. Al Jazeera says its signal across the Middle Eastern North Africa region is being blocked, and Libya is the chief suspect. NPR's Allison Keyes says the network's coverage is widely watched in the Arab world.
In a statement, the Qatar-based network says its signal is being disrupted across its bouquet of channels in that area, and that it has set up alternative frequencies for viewers. Al Jazeera says it is investigating the source of the problem, though. Quoting from the broadcaster statement here, cooperation would be needed from governments to precisely determine this. The network says it believes whoever is blocking its signal is operating with sophisticated and large equipment. Reuters is reporting that Lebanese government officials say the jamming signal is coming from Libyan territory and is also affecting Lebanese channels. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's son says his father remains in the country and is backed by the army. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi has told Libyan state television, "We will fight to the last minute until the last minute." Earlier, he declared that protesters have seized control of some military bases, weapons and tanks, and his warning of civil war. The heads of Wisconsin's teachers union is encouraging the state's educators to return to work this week, even though their strong opposition to a Republican plan to roll back their bargaining rights continues. Mary Bell, president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, says teachers can still protest and go to work. Governor Scott Walker says the 14 minority Democrats who left Madison are failing to do their jobs by hiding out in neighboring Illinois. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says his chamber would meet on Tuesday to act on non-spending bills. From Washington, this is NPR News. Two pirates, along with a Somali official, says a hijacked yacht with 4 Americans on board is heading toward the Somali coast. They say the yacht, called Quest, is in waters between Yemen and northern Somalia. The 4 Americans were sailing around the world delivering Bibles when their boat was hijacked on Friday off the coast of Oman. U.S. officials say if they are taken to land, it would make it that much harder to rescue them. Mexican authorities are stepping up security in Acapulco as the resort city prepares for an international tennis tournament that gets underway tomorrow. James Blears reports on the drug cartel violence, which is tarnishing Mexico's most popular holiday destination.
Acapulco is famous as an international vacation resort. It's also becoming infamous for its narcotics-related violence, which pitches the Sinaloa cartel against the Beltran labor cartel. Since Friday, 4 men were hurled to their deaths from a 600-foot bridge near the state capital, while 12 people, including 4 teenagers, were shot dead in and around Acapulco. There have also been a spate of attacks against taxi drivers and their passengers. Last month, the headless bodies of 14 men were found dumped outside an Acapulco shopping mall. The Association of Tennis Professionals, the ATP, is warning players to be ultra-security conscious. The Mexican Open tournament starts Monday. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Another big winter storm is blowing through the upper Midwest, causing hundreds of flight cancellations. Airports in Minnesota, Michigan, and Illinois are affected. Officials in those states and Wisconsin are advising people to stay off the highways if they can. The National Weather Service is warning of blizzard conditions in western Minnesota. A winter storm warning is in effect for the rest of the southern half of Minnesota. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.